What Libya is going through right now probably sounds very familiar to people in Somalia. That country on the Horn of Africa was also torn apart by militants and warlords. And many Somalians simply fled their nation to find safety elsewhere. Among those exiles was Ugaso Buho. She fled Somalia as a child and grew up in Toronto. But she recently moved back to Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. Security there has been vastly improved in recent years. And to keep in touch with friends and family back in Canada, Ugaso started posting on Instagram. Now her account has 47,000 followers. She says her images are just ordinary slices of life in Somalia.
Pictures of natural fruit juice, you know, watermelon and mango, freshly squeezed lemon, the longest coastline in Africa. I would post pictures of the beach, pictures of me hanging out with my friends, you know, just to show that it's very much normal to be out here and to live here and to work here and to be a young woman in this country.
So when did things start to take off and when did you start to get so many followers?
Relatively recently, I would say like about a month ago. I think, I don't know what had happened, large sums of people started following me, and largely because I started posting videos, comical videos, and then I started posting more videos of the lifestyle here in Mogadishu.
And, like, what kind of stuff were you posting in the video?
The beach, to a backtrack of a song that I liked or a popular hip-hop song that the youth can relate to, you know, walking down the street, maybe paved roads, lights. It's unbelievable the small things that that I was posting that were meaningless if you were in Canada. Why would you take a picture of a light? Oh, that's because we actually have lights here now. The roads are paved. We have buildings. So things like that. And they fascinated a lot of people for whatever reason.
So who's following you? Is it other Somalis or is it all sorts of people?
A lot of people, actually. I get lots of emails saying, you know, I'm from Nigeria, or I'm from Sweden, or I'm from Holland. So it's a very diverse audience that is following me.
Now, do you worry at all that internet fame might make you a target?
No, because there are bigger dogs to go after. I'm not doing anything wrong, to be honest. I don't think that it should be perceived as something bad that I'm doing. Am I going to be a target? I don't feel that way.
You know, if there's a thread in your posts, it's sort of about using humor to enact change. What do you hope comes out of your Instagram feed?
Just a positive connotation alongside the word Somalia, the word Mogadishu, the words East Africa.
I must say there's also a sort of a feminist slant to your videos. You're sort of trying to defy women's roles a bit as well.
Definitely. Well, I was raised by a very strong grandmother, and she had instilled those values in me at a very early age.
Ugaso, are you in it for the long haul? Is Mogadishu your home now?
Yes, it is, Carol. It is. Mogadishu has always been my home and my heart, but I was physically not in Mogadishu for about 20-some-odd years. But Mogadishu has always been and will always be my home.
Ugaso Buho of Somalia, thanks for talking to us about your photos.
Thank you so much, Carol. We'll talk soon.
You really should see her photos and one of her videos at PRI.org. This is The World.